WildTalkRadio.com.
I only have one thing to say. It's great to be back on Monday Night Raw!
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is my yard now.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Chaos, mayhem, and brawn. The Scribes, Monday Night Raw. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Raw Post Show. Live across the internet, so Wild Talk Radio Network right here, WildTalkRadio.com. Presented, as always, by Gurek.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. All the journey today, Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin, joined, as always, by Lindsay Ward.
We're here. It's Monday night.
You know what that means?
You know what that means.
So, Monday Night Raw opened with Kurt Angle coming out, and he was talking about his plans for SummerSlam. He was about to name a number one contender when Braun's music hit, and Braun basically came out and said he wants title shot. Because, you know, he's destroyed everybody, and he's Braun, and he doesn't fear Brock Lesnar. Samoa Joe came out, said he doesn't fear the Beast. He tamed the Beast. He almost put him to sleep at Great Balls of Fire. He doesn't fear Brock Lesnar. He doesn't fear Braun Strowman. Joe said the only thing Strowman accomplished last week was saving Reigns from losing to him for a third straight time. And then Roman Reigns comes out. Gets booed. Roman Reigns says to both Samoa Joe and Braun Strowman, you haven't done anything around here. You've been here that long. Braun, you've been here even, you haven't been here even less. Reigns enlisted off everything he's done, all the titles he's won, winning the Royal Rumble, how it was loud in Philly that night, taking a shot at last night's amazing crowd. What do you expect with a Punjabi prison? He then talked about, you know, retiring The Undertaker, basically, at WrestleMania. And Reigns told Jones Strowman to tell him what they've done. Well, I'm here to tell you what they did, Roman. They've been beating you weekly. I'm sorry. That's the thing that went through my mind. That's what happened. They've been beating you repeatedly. Samoa Joe has. Braun has. What have you done? Just saying.
The whole list of stuff.
Yes, but in the last 2 months, what has he done? I don't know. Lose to them repeatedly.
But the whole list of stuff.
I understand this. He beat The Undertaker. And then his only other win was against Bray Wyatt.
Just saying. The list of stuff. The very impressive list of stuff that should be his reason to be number one contender. So he hasn't been winning. Winning losses don't matter. You know that.
Kurt Angle then, well, said they all made points. So he went Lesnar versus Joe versus Reigns versus Strowman in a four-way for the Universal title. Angle leaves. Joe is mad. He's like, I'm not doing this. No, I want Lesnar one-on-one. And Strowman's like, I don't care. I'll take anyone. I don't care about anything other than piling bodies. Reigns is like, all right, well, let's fight. So they all fought. And they fight, and they fight, and they fight, and their security comes out, and Braun Strowman chucks this one security dude over the ropes or and to the outside. Oh my god, he just threw this dude far.
Props to that dude for taking that.
Mm-hmm. So Joe had the Conquita clutch on Braun. Wrestlers were holding them back. Roman comes in, spears Braun with Joe on his back. Roman clears house. Strowman gets back up. He dumps him, and there you go. Really hot opening.
Really great opening.
They've been doing really good brawls lately.
They have been. Although, you know, it's like, I don't want them to hit the pull apart too much, where you have the locker room empty out and everything, but it worked here because you just have these three big dudes going at it, and there's no way security is going to be able to stop this. So it's like, you need other big dudes to come out and help, hence the locker room. So that was really good. That was really well done.
Here's the thing. If they were kept doing pull apart brawls with different individuals, that would be one thing. But it's still the same collective. So you understand, it's like, these guys can't be controlled.
Right. So, and I like that. I'm okay with that. I'm completely fine with it. I just don't want them to go to it too often. Because, again, it's kind of just one of those things where it's like, okay, all right. It's good every once in a while if it's the same people. But, you know, again, you got to be careful.
Oh, yeah. And I expect we'll get one more before SummerSlam.
Probably.
When Brock shows up.
My only really complaint about this is, if Roman Reigns is supposed to be the good guy and I'm supposed to be cheering him, which I think is the objective on this, I'm not 100% sure.
It is the objective.
The writers are doing a really crap job of inspiring me to do that. Having Roman Reigns go out there and, I guess, deliver it in the way that it was delivered, where he's listing off his list of accomplishments and he's basically just be standing there being a dick and taking shots. It's kind of like, and it's coming off in a really condescending fashion. It's like, why am I supposed to cheer for you again?
Very good question.
And it's like, it's just, because I told Rock, it's like, they're doing a great job of making me not like Roman Reigns. He's supposed to be the face. They are doing a terrible job of making me like Roman Reigns. Because I feel, it's like, he's supposed to be the babyface, right? But he's being booked as a heel.
He is being booked as a heel.
They're doing a fantastic job of booking Roman as a heel. Except he's not a heel.
He's the babyface.
Technically. I don't know. I'm so confused by him. Like, I don't know how to react. I really don't. But it's like, as far as the brawl went, he was really, really good. As far as his promo went, it was very good. I'm very confused by Roman. I'm not quite sure what to do with him. He's pretty. Does that count for anything? No?
Okay. No.
Damn.
Once again, we had Big Cass versus Enzo Amore, and guess what? Enzo got beat up.
Enzo needs to lay off the goddamn tanning machines. He looks like a jacked up Oompa Loompa.
So Cass beat him, and then Big Show came down to make the save.
He was, like you do.
Cass was threatening to break Enzo's neck. Then Cass beat up Big Show very slowly and methodically, elbow after elbow, and then Cole keeps screaming, Empire Elbow! Empire Elbow! And it's like, oh my god, just call it an elbow. God, this Empire Elbow name is just ridiculously annoying, repeatedly said.
They're driving the point home. They're making sure you know what it is, because, you know, they don't want you to forget the phrase, Empire Elbow. So he's just going to keep driving it home more and more and more in your face until you get it.
Okay, I'm not going to touch that one at all. Oh.
Side note, if they are not going to take Enzo and Cass feuding and splitting up seriously, I feel like they just kind of need to move them on from each other. Which, well, maybe they're doing, I don't know. But yeah, it's like, if you're not going to take this seriously, if you're just going to have Cass come out there and murder Enzo every week, and have Big Show make the save, just move on. Please. Just please.
So one of the focuses tonight on Monday Night Raw was the in-ring debut of Kurt Angle's son, Jason Jordan. So Renee interviewed Kurt Angle about it. He's very nervous. Then Emma showed up and complained about being on the sidelines and watching Sasha Banks Bayley get opportunities. And she wants an opportunity. And her way to do it, oh, I know, maybe I'll start dating your son.
I was so proud of her for that. I was so ridiculously proud of her for that. Because it's like, somebody was going to go there. Emma got there first. Very, very proud. But she paid for it because Kurt Angle took exception and said, all right, you want an opportunity? You can have Nia Jax tonight.
And Nia beat her in 1 minute with a brand new somersault splash for the win.
That was impressive!
You could tell she's lost a little bit of weight, she's a little bit more agile, and she was able to pull it off nicely.
Yeah, she was. It was really cool. Felt bad for Emma, but it was really cool. It's like, go Nia! Go Nia!
So we had interview with Jason Jordan. He talked about this being his first match. He's grateful for the opportunity, but he can handle the pressure because, you know, he's only been wrestling for a while, but this is in front of his father. So, yeah, the promo he did was not very good.
I feel like this is the most awkward follow-up to this that there could possibly be. Because they literally asked Kurt Angle and Jason Jordan, well, what's next for you guys? And they both kind of stared at Renee Young blankly, like, I don't know. You know, it's just this really awkward moment where it's like, well, what's next? I don't know. Like, they're still in that feel-out phase, which I can respect, but it's like, where does this leave you guys? Because it's like, now he works for you.
Yeah.
And that's just slightly awkward.
Renee Young interviewed Kurt Hawkins, and he's tired of people talking about Jason Jordan, so he's going to slap him in the face and ruin his debut. By the way, Renee Young was back doing interviews on Raw, but she's still going to be on SmackDown.
She's a free agent.
Free agent Renee Young. Jason Jordan beat Kurt Hawkins in a squash match. Noah Angle slam. No angle lock. But Marty Jannetty still tapped out. I had to get it.
You had to do it, didn't you?
I did have to do it.
Okay. Do you feel better?
Yes. Yes, I do. Finn Balor had a really good no DQ match against Elias Sampson. Finn Balor hits the coup de grace, but out of nowhere comes Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt comes in, his sister Abigail, and then stands in the corner, does his little pose, watches over as Elias Sampson beats Finn Balor. They had a really good match. It was a really great brawl.
It was a really good match. I liked it, but you're kind of sitting there going, all right, where's Bray? Where is he? And then he shows up, and you're like, ah, there he is. Good to go.
And they went almost 20 minutes. They went through two breaks. I thought that was good. Really good.
It was really good, and I liked Bray's interference. I like how Bray hung around afterwards. He didn't do his little bloop out once he beat up Finn. He let Elias get the win, and then he just sort of, like, creepy crawled around Finn. And, you know, to me, it's like Corey Graves at one point. He's like, why? Why, Bray? Why? Why are you doing this to Finn? Corey, how long have you known Bray? You should know the reason why by this point. Why does Bray Wyatt do anything with anybody?
It's a very good point.
Because he can.
Because he can.
And that's the PG answer I'm going to give, because I'm not going to give the actual answer on the air. But the main reason is because he can.
I just like that's the main reason, because he can. That's the reason you're giving? No other reason?
No other reason,
okay. Just making sure.
Other than he's a tramp. But I digress. Really? Can't take you anywhere.
I know. Tozawa was mad about Daivari last week and what happened on 205 Live, so he wants Daivari. He calls out Daivari. He gets Neville. They brawl, and then Daivari came out. He attacked Tozawa, put him down with a clothesline. He gave Neville a clothesline, pointed at the belt, so Daivari wants a belt. So Daivari and Neville are fighting on 205 Live tomorrow.
Yay.
At least they didn't change the ropes to purple.
Yeah, I think they've pretty much stopped that at this point. Like, the production crew had enough, and they were just like, F it, we're out.
Yeah, they did. So the Revival came out, and they were talking about how, they're the top tag team in wrestling today. They've beaten everyone. Gallows and Anderson, who came out, were faces tonight. Called them, this is a good brother town. They beat up the New Day, they beat up the Hardys first, and even were bald first. They were called nerds. We had a match. Solid matchup. The Hardy Boys came out onto the stage. Almost caused a distraction finish. But no, the Revival come in. Hit the Shatter Machine for the win. After the words, the Hardys come in and lay out Dawson and Wilder. Poetry in motion on Wilder. Twist of Fate and a Swanton. Good stuff all around.
But what the most shocking revelation was out of this entire match, because Rock and I Google things during Monday Night Raw, is that Luke Gallows is 33. I had no idea Luke Gallows was 33.
Now,
he looks older than 33.
Explain why we Googled.
Because they called them, because Michael Cole was like a pair of young teams, and we're just both sitting here like, what? What? Because they called Gallows and Anderson a young team. I'm like, Gallows and Anderson have been around for forever. What the crap? And then we started Googling ages, right? Because it's like, okay, all right, let's see how old they are. And, you know, it's like Dash and Dawson are 30 and 33 respectively. So you're like, okay, all right, that's respectable. That's a young team. Yeah. And, you know, Anderson's like 36 or 37. And then we Google Gallows, right? Gallows is 33. I had no idea Luke Gallows is only 33. He looks so much older than 33. We're both sitting here like, what? What?
He looks 40 and walks like 50.
Yeah, he does. He really, really, really does. It's like, oh my god.
The main event of Monday Night Raw was set up last week. Before we get to the main event, they were backstage together. Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. And Seth is trying to cozy up to Dean, and Dean's sort of not having any of it. And, like, Seth's like, you know, we have three guys to worry about. And Dean's like, but I have four. Because, you know, Seth Rollins. So the main event happened. It was the Sword of Shield versus the Miztourage, Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel, along with the Miz. And they went about almost 18 minutes. Solid tag team, five-man tag team match. Good stuff all around. Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins pick up the win. Dirty Deeds on Miz for a clean victory.
And we had two Ambrose hugs. We had them celebrating in the ring. And while Seth held out his fist to do the old shield pose, and Dean was like, nah, we aren't there yet. And you had a slightly heartbroken Seth Rollins standing in the ring, pouting, as, you know, Dean celebrates on his own. Oh my god, what are you doing?
Just wait for it. Just wait for it. Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known. You know where this is going now. But when I dial the telephone, nobody's home.
God, oh god.
That's what I was looking for on YouTube.
Oh, and this is why I should never trust you ever with YouTube. Ever. Poor Seth, he's trying so hard to earn Dean's trust. And well, Dean's just not willing to go there, and for good reason, because Seth, well, you can't quite trust Seth, can
you? No, you can't. There was no fisting going on between Dean and Seth tonight.
In public.
In public.
We have no idea what they're doing right now in private.
No idea what they're doing in public.
For all we know, there's a threesome going on right now.
A lot
but
of,
who knows?
A lot of fisting going on.
With a lot of fisting going on. Because we are horrible, awful people.
That we are. Now, there's one more match we need to talk about tonight, and it was probably the best match on the show. It was for a shot at the Raw Women's Championship at SummerSlam, Bayley versus Sasha. They had a really good match. Really enjoyable, and a really nice finish.
And it's really shocking they gave this away for free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that they haven't already done it before. They did it several times in NXT, but this is one of the first times they've done it on Monday Night Raw. They've really done a very good job of keeping Bayley and Sasha away from each other in terms of wrestling each other. It's only been a handful of times. It was maybe when Bayley first came up, and that's when it all happened. But since then, it's like,
it's only been in multi-person matches. This is, I think, the first time on the main roster.
Yeah, so it's like, it was really kind of shocking that they gave that away for free on TV. So you were expecting some kind of swerve or something to happen, especially after Bayley won, but there was just nothing.
No, Sasha hit the frog splash, two count kicked out, Bayley rolled it over, and scored the quick win over Sasha. So it wasn't like she hit her finish and beat her. It was like she caught her off guard and got the win.
Yeah.
They looked like they were going to, Sasha was going to cry. Bayley was all, you know, happy, but yet sad for her friend. Alexa Bliss came down to ringside, stared at Bayley. Good stuff.
Very good stuff.
Enjoyable match. Maybe it wasn't the match tonight. I think Samson and Finn was a little bit better, but it was really up there, close to it.
There are some really good matches on the show, but yeah, I would have to. I like Bayley and Sasha a little bit more just because I like Bayley and Sasha a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Finn and Samson did a really, really, really good job tonight. Very, very great match. So I don't know. It's hard to pick a favorite.
I wish this was the main event.
Yeah, that was the only thing. It was like Dean and Seth and Miz and the kids. It was a good match. It was a very solid match, but it didn't feel like it was a main event match. It feels like you could have flipped.
It felt like the 10 o'clock match.
Yeah, it's like it feels like you could have flipped the girls in the actual main event, and it would have been better. But I mean, the multi-man match wasn't bad.
No.
Side note before we leave. Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas need to get matching pants. Actually, Bo Dallas just needs to get pants. Get out of the singlet, because it doesn't work with his whole biker thing that he's got going on. Get the child some pants. Okay, I'm good. I just had to say that.
That will do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network tomorrow night. 11:30 p.m. Eastern, it's WTR Sims. We're doing WTR versus the Attitude Era. There's a teaser up at youtube.com/rackradioshow. Speaking of teasers up at youtube.com/rackradioshow, we're gearing up for WTR Sims Presents Summerfest because Jeremy Piven can't get the name right. There was a confrontation between TJ Omega and an arch rival. Check it out now, youtube.com/rackradioshow. Speaking of YouTube, check out the new web series Before There Was Twitter, also available at youtube.com/rackradioshow. Speaking of Rack Radio Show, Thursday night, it's the Rack.
That's right, tune in. We are going to be talking all things Battleground, including the Punjabi prison match. Yay! We'll also have news notes, NXT, SmackDown, and so much more. And stay tuned because we might be breaking some hearts. And wink, wink on the show. So, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, YouTube, Twitch, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, aka iTunes. And so much more. Search Rack Radio Show Saturday night, midnight-ish. It's another edition of CB Radio. We'll be continuing the Greater Than Great debate we started last week. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag Blame Rob when the celebrity dies. Wrestle Talk Radio, Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. They don't have a pay-per-view to cover. Lucky them. We'll be back next Monday night for a Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD, and my website, sickworddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to GoWork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow Jenny Dig at Instagram.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock.
You fucked up the plug. Everybody take a shot.
We'll see you Thursday night, live across the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network for The Rack, and right back here next Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, across the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live on TuneIn Radio. Good night, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.